जय सपरिकर शिशि गुरु गुरंग गंधर्व गोविंद सुंदर जो की जय। जय ओम विष्णु पाशील भक्ति सुंदर गोविंद देव गोस्वामी महाराज तिरुबाब महोत्सव की जय। जय श्री गोविंद महाराज समाधि मंदिर प्रतिष्ठा विभाव की जय। जय ओम विष्णु पाशील भक्ति निर्मावाचार्य महाराज की जय। जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमंस पार्व जाकाचार्य अष्ट तार सत श्री श्रीमद श्रीला भक्ति सुंदर गोविंद देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमंस पार्व जाकाचार्य अष्ट तार सत श्री श्रीमद श्रीला भक्ति रक्षक श्रीधर देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। जय भगवान श्रील भक्ति श्रंथ सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णु पाद श्रील गौर किशोर दास बाबूजी महाराज की जय। जय ओम विष्णु पाद श्रील साक्षीनंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय। जय ओम विष्णु पाद वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्रील जगन्नाथ दास बाबूजी महाराज की जय। रूप अनुग गुरु वर्ग की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री रूप सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल रघुनाथ सद गोस्वामी प्रभु की जय। प्रेम घोष कृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदान हर्ष वासुदेव श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री कृष्ण दास कबीरराज गोस्वामी प्रभु की जय। श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय। श्री वृंदावन दास ठाकुर की जय। श्री चैतन्य भागवत की जय। नारदम श्रीनिवास श्यामानंद प्रभु की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री नवदीप धाम की जय। श्री मायापुर की जय। सपार्षद श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। सपार्षद श्री मा प्रभु की जय। श्री कुलद्वीप की जय। श्री चैतन्य सरस्वत मठ की जय। गंगा देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपी गोवर्धन श्याम गुण राधा कुंद कलिंदी मनोजो की जय। श्री पुरुषोत्तम धाम की जय। बालदेव सुभद्र जगन्नाथ जो की जय। भक्ति विघ्ना विनाशाय श्री नृसिंहदेव की जय। भक्त प्रभार श्री प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री सन्यासी भक्त वृंद की जय। All the assembled devotees ki jai. All the assembled eastern and western devotees ki jai. Srila Govinda Maharaj ki jai. Srila Govinda Maharaj Tirubhav Mahatsav ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
I'll just say in the beginning so everyone can understand something that this is called the Temple of Love and Affection, which Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj personifies. If anyone will speak about Srila Govinda Maharaj, almost the first thing they will say is how much they felt unparalleled, unqualified, unconditional love and affection from him, that they had some loving exchange with him. So, and sometimes we could say they're not always having a loving affection and exchange with their God brothers and God sisters. But then they would see, well, I have to admit, they have some loving affectionate relationship with Srila Gurudev. He's acknowledging that. So I want to be in line with my Gurudev and what his feelings and thinking and heart is. So if he is having a loving affection and exchange with someone, then I also can accept and recognize that. As Srila Guru Maharaj told us, always, mercy is above justice. That, it says, what is that sloka? Priyam bhuyat, satyam priyam bhuyat, priyam, etc. He said when he was a child, he read in the Vedas, it says, always speak the truth. Then it said, and speak the truth palatably, but don't speak an unpalatable truth, and don't speak a palatable lie. So Guru Maharaj, as Srila Gurudev wrote in one pranam about him, as dharmic as Ramachandra, but more merciful than Birachandra Prabhu, Srila Guru Maharaj said there was some difficulty with him accepting this. That you mean under certain circumstances one should not disclose the full truth? Rather, Guru Maharaj said, my idea was you speak the truth under all circumstances. But it said, don't speak an unpalatable truth. And he said he thought about this for many years. Then he came in connection with Srila Saraswati Thakur and Gaudiya Math. And there he learned and readjusted his thinking along these lines. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. And Satyam meaning truth, but he understood. Shivam, Sundaram, higher conception is truth. Sundaram, beauty, charm, love, and sweetness. And he said, so I came to this understanding that mercy is above justice. In Krishna conception, heart is above intellect. Mercy is above justice. He said, so if we consider ourselves fallen souls and we're approaching the window of mercy, we're trying to avoid the justice side, we're approaching for mercy and asking that our faults will be ignored, our flaws will be ignored, and the Lord, primarily through His devotees, will be merciful to us. But then we see He's being merciful to someone else, and we object. Why is being merciful? That person has so many flaws and mistakes. Why is being merciful to them? But Guru said, but didn't you say that yourself, you were begging that your own flaws would be ignored and the Lord would be merciful to you? So how can you object that He's being merciful to another? So in that mood, the mood of Srila Gurudev, which you see first and foremost here, this sloka, right now it's here, but we could say Trinadapi Sunichena Tororapi Sahishnuna Amanina Amanadena Kirtiniya Sadahari. But really we can also say Guru Jana Shire Puna Shobapai Shataguna. If you look above the head of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, you'll see the Trinadapi Sunichena slok there, personified. Because we know he's the personification of these qualities. We hear Bhagavatam, Titikshava Karunika Suhridam Sarvadehinam Ajata Shatravashanta Sadhavasadhu Bhushana, describing the qualities of the sadhu. When I asked Srila Gurudev once, Maharaj, when did you realize that this Trinadupi Sunichena, this is the way? He said, it wasn't like that, Maharaj. He said, out of desperation. He said, nothing else works. I've tried everything, but only this works. So, because I was saying, oh, one day you had some special realization. He said, no, not like that. Out of desperation, I embraced this principle. So we know here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, where we had the privilege to come in connection with His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, that if we conceive of Guru Preshta as the one who is most dear to Guru, then it can only be Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. Right? Srila Saraswati Thakur, when we're searching for names also for this Samadhi Mandir, we are aware. Saraswati Thakur, he perfectly described one servitor as Sneho Vigraha. I mean, you know, he's the embodiment of love and affection for me. So we also thought, well, that would be a wonderful title, but that's already associated with some particular servitor of Saraswati Thakur. But here's where English has come to our relief, because in Bangla and Sanskrit, Srila Gurudev's already indicated Viraha Milan, union in separation. When we, in an assembly like this, Srila Guru Maharaj liked to point out that one of the lady disciples of Swami Maharaj, she said what she found appealing about Krishna consciousness was we're being given a chance to have a family life with Krishna. Guru Maharaj liked that very much. Then another devotee spoke and he said, the highest concept is union and separation. And Guru Maharaj said, yes, I was very pleased to hear that from his lips, that how we will stand in the absence of the Guru, that will be the test. He described it also as a period of shuddhi, or purification will come individually and collectively. And referring, as he always did, to Bhagavad Gita, where it says, Nahi kalyanakrit kaschid durgatim tatagachtati, that those who are sincere, they will be victorious. Right? That sincerity is invincible. So we know in the case of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj, sometimes he's saying, my fault, as if it was a fault. He said, my fault is that I believe everyone. Right? But I said, Maharaj, that is not a fault. That is a Maha Bhagwat like symptom of you, that you're not finding fault. You're only seeing the good side. Otherwise, can we possibly have this opportunity to sit at your lotus feet and get your divine association? So for those who are older, they know that the only way any of us really, truly got the association of Srila Sridhar Maharaj was at the behest, at the merciful, gentle persuasion of Srila Govinda Maharaj. He would say, you know, Saraswati Thakur wanted you to go to the West and preach, but you declined. He said, but now the West is on your doorstep. So Guru Maharaj said, yes, they've come on my doorstep. Muhammad could not go to the mountain. The mountain has come to Muhammad. He said, so the Western world is on my doorstep. And my Guru Maharaj wanted me to preach in the West, and he wanted me to preach in English. Should I tell them to go away? He said, no, if there are those who are going away from Mahaprabhu's movement, disappointed, thinking that what they came in searching for in their hearts, that doubting its existence, how can I turn them away? But really, so that was Guru Maharaj's position, but we know it was always at the gentle, loving persuasion of Srila Gurudev. Right? So he says that he made an arrangement with Srila Guru Maharaj that in the upstairs on the veranda in Guru Maharaj's world, no disturbance will come there. And down here, Srila Govinda Maharaj will move and make all the arrangements for the servitors. And we thought, where have we seen a parallel to that? It's described by Rupa Goswami in the Lalita Ashtakam. He says, Radha Mukunda Parasam Bhavagarma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Kritadeho Laksham Utanga Sohrida Visheshavashat Pragalbam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Rupa Goswami says, why is Lalita, Devi, glorified in such an extreme way? Because she won't allow the least disturbance to go in the plane of Radha Mukunda. In fact, it says, Deho Laksham. She's willing to take on 100,000 forms and bodies to do all that service. For the least service, she's showing the greatest eagerness for the least amount of service. Right? This is the inverted way of measuring the depth of that servitor. The least service, she's showing the greatest amount of eagerness to perform that. So we saw with Srila Gurudev, whatever is the least service to Srila Guru Maharaj, he's ready to perform that. He's not having somebody else do that. He himself is ready to do that. As Srila Saraswati Thakur said in Puri, at the Purushottam Math, that actually all the service has come to me, but I am unable to do everything personally. So disciples at Vaibhav extensions said, my Gurudev, he sent so many vaibhav and extensions of himself to me to help do that service. So we remember in Kolkata on his veranda, Srila Gurudev looking out at so many of his disciples and thinking, and in a very happy way, saying, you're all gifts of Srila Guru Maharaj. Really, it's Guru Maharaj coming to me through all of you. So we know such type of affection we've never felt from anyone. As he wrote that Guru Maharaj was more merciful than Birachandra Prabhu, then what to speak of the merciful position of Srila Gurudev. And not only recognized by his followers, but others. Guru Maharaj told the story of when, as the devotees go and collect boga for Gaur Purnima, Srila Gurudev went to one town And there was a man there who was a notorious miser. And everyone knows, he won't even give a rupee to anyone. Like, they're telling Govinda Maharaj, who was Gaurindu Brahmachari at the time, don't waste your time. No one can get a rupee from that man. And then they saw at the end of the day, Srila Govinda Maharaj leaving that town with the full cart, tons of foodstuffs. And they were all shocked and surprised. And they went to that man and they said, we don't understand. When we approach you, we get nothing. Not even a paisa from you. And you've given so much to him. Why is that? And that man said, because he filled my heart with some supernatural joy. He said, I would have given him everything. I would have given him more. So not only from his disciples, but we see Gurva Bhishta Supurakam Guru Ganai. The Guru Gan, he was very, had some sweet pride, we can say, in the fact that he got so much recognition from Guru Maharaj's god brothers, because he knows they're not an easy group to please. Madhava Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj, so many great luminaries from the Gaudiya Math, Srila Keshava Maharaj. But they were appreciating Srila Govinda Maharaj. Srila Keshava Maharaj said that Govinda Maharaj has some special ability, that what he's lacking in resources, he does with his intelligence. Because these god brothers had so many resources, and at the time this mat was not so developed. So, but still, Srila Govinda Maharaj was surpassing them from a seva point of view. And it was Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj who originally drew his attention, Guru Maharaj's attention. He said, you know, because Babaji Maharaj had heard the preaching of Srila Gurudev, and he said, this Gaurindu Brahmachari, you give him your full attention and your full wealth, because he's very special. He said, I think he's like 1,000 yogis into one person. So we've also heard in that regard that his mother, Srimati Tarangini Devi Dasi, how she was praying along with her husband to Shiva Mahadev for a son. And in Srila Guru Maharaj's words, he said, I think that Mahadev, Shivji, he sent one of his own men, a Parshada. And even Guru Maharaj himself said with a type of astonishment, he said, I think sometimes he has some special mystic power, that whatever he wants, that must come to pass. Right? Anyway, we know also that Srila Swami Maharaj, in regard to being one of Shiva's own men, then you can imagine what his associates will be like. So that means that Gurudev would be predisposed towards tolerating all of us. Ashutosh. But what was I going to say? We know at the opening of the Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir, which is the flagship center of the ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is the largest Krishna consciousness movement in the world. Srila Guru Maharaj was invited there with Srila Gurudev. And actually, Srila Guru Maharaj was not feeling so well at the time. But Gurudev, he was not expecting to speak. So he'd not really prepared anything. But Srila Guru Maharaj only spoke for a short time. When they got there, Sripad Janardhan Maharaj was there at the time as well, and the devotees asked Srila Swami Maharaj, what do we do to install the deities? And he said, Sridhar Maharaj has arrived, they're installed. Like, everything else is superficial. Right? So then when they were speaking, and Srila Swami Maharaj is speaking something, and Srila Guru Maharaj, they're talking about how they met each other in connection with Srila Saraswati Thakur. And on that note, sometimes Srila Gurudev would say, you've heard so many things about quarreling among Guru Maharaj's god brothers and them. He said, but I've had such sweet, affectionate dealings with them. So when it says Guru Ganai, he said, when I was a young boy serving Guru Maharaj, I had so many guru uncles, and you can't believe how happy I was. He was taking Prakriti Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj for preaching, Jajavar Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj is very dear to him, you know, Keshava Maharaj, and what to speak of Swami Maharaj. So at that opening, Srila Gurudev, one of the things he said was, Srila Swami Maharaj accepts my Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, as his Shiksha Guru, and he treats me like his affectionate son. And later when Swami Maharaj spoke, he said, what Govinda Maharaj has said is true. I accept Sridhar Maharaj as my Shiksha Guru, and I accept Govinda Maharaj as my loving, affectionate son. But at that time, we know it's famous. This is Leela. This is the same kind of Leela you find in the pages of the Chaitanya Charitamritam. The Vaishnavas are having a gathering, and they're going to have a deity installation, and one senior Vaishnava invites another Vaishnava, and he says something. But then the young Vaishnava, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, he's asked to speak. What will he tell to the assembly? And it's now famous. It's recorded Leela. The Rishis have written it in the book, right? It's better than Veda. Says, Kam prati katai tami se sam prati koba pratiti mayatu gopati tanaya kunje gopa baduti bitang brahma. Gurudev, so when Guru Maharaj says, when he quoted this sloka, that Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj went, Hare Krishna! He knew, this is so perfect. He's won everyone. As soon as Babaji Maharaj started, Hare Krishna, you know, dancing just to hear that. Because so cleverly, so beautifully, he was saying, just as Raghupati Upadhyay said to Mahaprabhu, who can I tell and who would believe me if I told them the truth of the matter? And he was referring to that Gopa Viduti, Bitang Brahma, that Krishna, the supreme, the Para Brahma, the supreme truth, he's running out, chasing those half-civilized jungle girls in the bushes of Vrindavan, and Gurudev's parallel. Who will believe me? Who can I tell that who I knew as Abhai Babu? I sat in his house while he was eating, you know, puris and aloo dum, and I was eating muri, and he was teaching me Bhagavad Gita, and I was distributing Back to Godhead magazine, and he was treating me like an affectionate father, and I behaved with him like his affectionate son. That he would spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. That he would be that messenger. Who can I tell and who would believe me? So many sweet things we came to know from Srila Gurudev and hear from him. And Srila Swami Maharaj identified also that he had this magical ability to encouch Gaudiya Siddhanta sometimes with some humor. It's not possible to speak about Srila Gurudev without some element of humor there, but teaching through humor. So I recall when we were taking prasadam in Dum Dum Park on the veranda there, and because of his diabetic condition, sometimes what's being made downstairs, the servitors, they're bypassing Gurudev, Ratan Krishna Prabhu, no, that sometimes they're giving to us. They're not giving to Gurudev and sort of secretly giving to us. But they have to walk by him to do that. So he starts singing some song. And I'm saying, normally we're not talking during prasadam. But this time, I'm going, why is he singing suddenly this song? And I said, Maharaj, what is that song you're singing? He said, oh, you don't want to know. I know, but please, you can tell something. He said, well, I'm singing one song that I learned in my childhood. Because we know, he learned many songs. He'd wake up in the morning every day at 3 o'clock on the breast and go in and lie on the chest of his father to keep him quiet. His father would teach him Sanskrit mantras, all the mantras from the different yugas. He remembers that from being 2-3 years old, learning so many things from him. But so many songs he learned too. In the beginning, Guru Maharaj said, you keep that in the background and learn these Bhaktivinoda songs, Narottam songs. But this was one of the songs from his childhood. And I said, oh, what is the subject matter of that song? And he said, well, in that song, Radharani is lamenting. Because it's one thing, Krishna, he's going to the house of another gopi. He's not going to Radharani. He's bypassing her, going to the house of another gopi. And if that wasn't bad enough, he's going right in front of her, in her courtyard. And she's saying, why not go somewhere else? No, you have to go right in front of me to the house of another gopi. So what he is saying is, he would like very much to take this prasadam, but unfortunately that prasadam is going to the plate of another person. But that's bad enough, but they have to bring that plate right in front of him and then put it on the plate of another. So if you want to understand what is the vision of a Raga Bhakta, of a Mahabhagavata, this gives you a hint of how he sees things. And some simple, ordinary event in the world, he's extracting the highest spiritual substance from there. Therefore, he's a Paramahansa Thakur, Paramahansa Vaishnava. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, he told me in his final days, he wanted to give me some final instructions. And I'm sitting near him, maybe 1 meter away. And he said, "No, Maharaj, come closer." So I came a little bit closer. And he said, "No, come closer, come closer." And then we're like face to face, and he put his arms on my shoulders and started shaking me. And he said, "It is my last earnest desire to you that you will give your full assistance to Srila Govinda Maharaj." And I said, "Yes, Maharaj." And then he did the same thing again a second time. "It is my earnest last request that you'll render full assistance." I said, "Yes, Maharaj." And one more time he said, "Goswami Maharaj." I said, "Yes, Maharaj. It is my last earnest request of you that you'll render full assistance to him." And I said, "Yes." And then he told me, he said, "And you will see as you become acquainted with him," because like Lalita Sakhi moving in the background, for so many years Srila Gurudev is moving in the background and concealing himself. The real Vaishnavas, they're not making an ostentatious display of achievement. That we call sahajya. They're making a show. Gurudev is never making a show of that. But he's concealing the wealth of that is within his heart. The full wealth of Srila Guru Maharaj through the medium of seva transferred to his heart, he's concealing that. But as Srila Guru Maharaj pushed him forward into the acharya position, the president sevite acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, he started to come out. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, "And gradually you will become acquainted with the superior spiritual substance that lies within." So it's been 1 year. This is, marks the first anniversary of the disappearance of His Divine Grace. His Murti is manifesting as we speak. We saw His Divine Murti the other day, but looking at a little more finishing there, when I looked at His Murti and we're wondering about that, I heard Him say in His classic, and He said, "Maharaj, this is my situation." So you'd understand a little more, maybe by hearts, the draw of the heart's affection, He'll be brought here very soon. But we're all assembled here. And really, the purpose of this day is everyone here, we recognize everyone here, that they are affectionate servitors of His Divine. Everyone here. That's why everyone is assembled here. No one has come from any other purpose. They've all come. Everyone here is sincere. When once Ban Maharaj of the Gaudiya Math, he was in Saraswati Thakur's room, and Saraswati Thakur said some things in praise of him. And when he came out, he was a little proud, and he said to Guru Maharaj, he said, and some other, Prabhupada is telling this, and Prabhupada is saying this in my favor, this is my situation. And then they're all, accepting. But then Guru Maharaj, he quoted some Sanskrit, and Ban Maharaj said, what was that sloka he's quoting? And that sloka says, "Every gopi thought that Krishna was dancing with her and her alone." Right? Even though we know there are hundreds and thousands and billions of Braja gopis, by Krishna's mystical power, everyone thinks they're special and they're with him alone. And that's true. It's true from a relative position. So we recognize that everyone here has so much love and affection for him. And I'm just reminding everyone that this is the day to praise him. It says, what is it? Srinvanti, Gayanti, Grinanti, Sadhava. the Bhagavatam says, who would object to this type of glorification? No one could object to that. Implying what? Is there some other type of so-called glorification that would be objectionable? Maybe. But saying, Srinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sarva, that if we stay focused and glorifying Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj today, then that'll be a happy thing, and his presence and the presence of Srila Guru Maharaj and the hallowed soil of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. So, Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. And Sripad Tirtha Maharaj, can you speak something in Bengali? And I'm going, Paramahansa Maharaj will also speak, others will speak. Maharaj. Maharaj, I'll call on you if you let Tirtha Maharaj speak next. Is all right? You know, Tirtha Maharaj, say something. And then, Paramahansa Maharaj will speak also. If they have something scheduled.
Gurva Bhishtam Supurakam Gurganara Sisha Sambhushitam Chintya Chintya Samasta Veda Nipanam Shri Rupa Patanugam Govina Bidam Ujvalam Varatanum Bhaktyan Vitam Sundaram Bande Vishva Guruncha Divyat Bhagavat Premno Ibijapradam Devam Divya Tanum Suchandabaranam Balaka Chelanchitam Sandrananda Puram Sadeka Varanam Vairagya Vidyamburim Shri Siddhanta Nidim Subhakti Lasitam Saraswatanam Baram Mandetam Shubaram Mareka Sharanam Yashishvara Sridharam Shri Siddhanta Saraswati Vidito Gaudiya Gorbanvaye Bato Banuriva Prabhata Gagane Yogora Sankirtana Mayavara Chamingilo Daragatan Udrita Jivaniman Krishna Prema Sudabdi Gahanam Sukam Prabhum Tambajay Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyanajana Shilakaya Chakshurun militam yena tasmai shi gurave nama Bansha kaupatarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha Patitanam pabenibhyo vaishnavyebhyo namo nama Namo mahabharanyaya krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya krishna chaitanya namane gora tavishe nama. So in the prayers of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, Sakshat Hari Tena Samasta Shastri Ruktasya Tata Bhyateva Sadbi. He's saying that we are able to see in Srila Gurudev the Sakshat Hari, the divine presence of the Supreme Lord, Sakshat Hari, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Balaram. They are present in our Gurudev. And as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, he said, oh, Kanak meant for Narayan, and oh, Kamani meant for Krishna, and oh, Pratishta meant for Gurudev. So, oh, Gurudev, who is Gurudev? Gurudev, the Supreme Lord, is appearing before us as Gurudev, Sakshat Hari. But then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur continues, he says, Kintu praborya priye vatasya bande goroshi charanaravindam. Kintu, that is a very big word, kintu. And he's saying that even more than Sakshat Hari, the Gurudev is also Prabhupada priya, Prabhu priya, Mahaprabhu priya, that is Gurudev. He's who is the most dear to Prabhu? Who's the most dear to the? Who's the most dear to the Lord? Who's most dear to Krishna? Then Krishna Priya, Hari Priya, Prabhu Priya. That is Gurudev, the highest conception we're getting from the Param Vaishnavas and the Gaudiya line, Gaudiya Vaishnava line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The worship is going up to Srimati Radharani. But it will take the presence of the actual Param Vaishnava. They can give us that kind of divine substance. And we see, just as we see that Mahaprabhu himself is not showing any kind of sense of being the Supreme Lord. He's not showing that I am Svayam Bhagavan. Rather, if we hear his words in Sikshastakam,
He's presenting himself as the Bhakta. He says, Ayinanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitamam Vishame Bhavambudo Tavapara Kripa Pankaja Stita Duli Sadrisham Vichintaya. He says, not saying himself as Bhagavan, but he's saying, my dear Lord, my dear Krishna, Nanda Nandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj, somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. It is not the words of the Lord, but the Lord words of Krishna's foremost bhakta, Krishna's servitor, saying, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death, and by my own power, I cannot take myself out of this ocean. But if you are so merciful, you are the most merciful Lord, then you will pick me up and fix me as a particle of dust or an atom of dust at your lotus feet. This is the expression of the Lord himself. And this is the expression we get in actual Gaudiya Vaishnavism. The Lord not coming to show himself as the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur talked of the predominated and the predominator. The Lord is the predominator, or he is the powerful and the predominated, or the power. So the Lord not showing himself as the Purush, but actually the Lord showing himself as the devotee. That is the highest conception that we find in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And we find, I'm here today by the mercy of Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. We heard so much that he's always saying the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our greatest wealth. He's always saying, Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. He's always showing himself. He gave his formula. He said it is the hot principle. He said hot. Humility, offering respect to others, and tolerance. Hot, he called that. So this was his words. Humility, offering respect to others, and tolerance. And we know in the golden volcano of divine love, Shripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj, he presented very beautifully the words of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. He presented the Sikshastakam prayers of Mahaprabhu, but with a special commentary of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And after Srila Govinda Maharaj read that, he said, actually, if Goswami Maharaj had not given any other words of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, this would be enough. He said his commentary on Sikshastakam, this would be enough. And he asked us to study that. And he asked also that this commentary on Sikshastaka would be translated into Bengali and presented it. So not only Gurudev is saying, always quoting the words of Mahaprabhu, saying this is our real wealth, humility, offering respect to others, and tolerance. And he commented, he told one time, he said, it's very easy to fake humility. Anybody can fake humility. I can touch somebody's feet. I can act like I'm very humble. Oh, I'm the most fallen. But that's only show, humility. And offering respect to others.
The Brahma Gita.
Yeah, very nice. Offering respect to others. I can offer respect to others also artificially. Oh, you are the greatest Vaishnava. You are so great. Anyone can do that. But it's not so easy to fake tolerance. You're either tolerant or you're not. It's not. You cannot pretend to be tolerant. If you're not tolerant, it will be shown immediately. But Srila Govinda Maharaj, he's showing this tolerance. He said, what is my position? He said, my position is like Jagannath. He says, people around me are doing so many things wrong. And he said, what is the position of Jagannath? He says, he has no arms, he has no legs, but he has eyes and he's seeing everything. So he said, I am like Jagannath. I am seeing what others are doing, but I am not commenting anything. But I see everything.
And then sometimes he would make some small remark to us to cut through our false ego and show that he's aware of what we are doing. And he makes some comment, and then you know. Just like we heard this words of Jaggi Marsh has translated now, when the words of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that some complaint was made against Kunja Babu, against Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj. And initially, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had given some explanation, but Srila Guru Maharaj said he heard that explanation, but that explanation didn't completely resonate with him. He didn't completely understand that explanation. But he said 6 months later, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he said, here in this verse explains everything. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, at first I didn't know what he was talking about. I did not know what he's referring to. What's that verse?
Sapada Mulam Bhajata Priyantya.
He says that at first I did not know what Srila Saraswati Thakur was referring to. But when I heard this verse, Svadpara Mula, he said, this verse explains that even a Vaishnava makes some mistake, because we will see only his devotion, what he is giving to the Lord, what he is offering. Then we are not, as in the words of Srila Govindamarch, he said, we are not drain inspectors. We are not inspecting some drain. We are not seeing that, oh, an ant has come into the beautiful golden temple full of jewels and so much beauty. And an ant, finding some hole in the wall or something. We are not that kind of inspector. We are not drain inspector. So Srila Govindamarch giving some special mercy to everyone, and no Guru Abhiman. We are not seeing so much Guru Abhiman. That is, we are all Malechas. Everybody knows we are Malechas. We come from the Western countries, you know. And so many times, Srila Govindamarch, he makes some joke with us about our background. He knows who we are. But I remember one time, Srila Bhakti Kiran Giri Maharaj was with us, and Srila Govindamarsh called him over. And then Srila Govindamarsh took some, prasadam, some food off our plate, and he gave to Giri Maharaj, and he said, you take this. And like that. He's, you know, Govindamarsh doing some,
saving him from Vidhi Maharaj.
He's taking him away. He's saying, this is his idea, taking somebody away from Vidhi Maharaj, you know. But it's his joking nature. And Srila Govindamarsh, I'm feeling that he didn't have any sense of Guru Abhiman. It's not the sense that I am the big Jagat Guru or anything. He's giving us so much affection. And really, this is what is attracting everyone. That's why the name of this temple is so appropriate. The
Viraha Milan Samadhi Mandir, Temple of Love and Affection.
Yes, the Temple of Love and Affection. This is what attracted us. You know, when we came to Srila Govindamarsh, then he very nicely giving us all the qualities of Srila Sridhar Marsh. Srila Sridhar Marsh gave so much wealth to everyone. Nobody can understand the wealth that Srila Sridhar Marsh gave. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he's like such a Param Vaishnava. What he has given, the world doesn't even understand how much wealth he has given. His commentaries on Gayatri Mantra. He said, Guru Maharaj said, Jiva Goswami, I heard he gave some commentary, but I could not find that commentary. So then Srila Govindamarsh said, why you are, normally Gayatri Mantra not explained to others, why are you giving it? And Srila Sridharmarsh said, because if I don't give it, who will give it? And Guru Maharaj giving these, giving so much wealth. He gave Gayatri Mantra. Then Ban Maharaj, Bhakti Ridai Ban Maharaj, he said, Srila Sridharmarsh has surpassed all of us because he has presented Prapana Jivan Amrita in Sanskrit and very beautifully and easily understood by everyone. And that qualities of Srila Rupa Goswami give the verse of Sharanagati, then Srila Sridhar Maharaj composing Prapana Jivanamrita. Also, we hear the Lagu Chandrika commentary on the Sharanagati. But he's giving everything. And Ban Maharaj said, he has surpassed all of us. But who can understand the exalted position of Srila Sridhar Maharaj? So, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he's very merciful. He's giving all the wealth that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, everything he gave, Srila Govinda Maharaj is able to explain that and give to others. That is a special mercy. And we see Srila Govinda Maharaj, he's the actual representative of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. When Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world, he called Srila Sridhar Maharaj to him, and in the presence of others, he asked Srila Sridhar Maharaj, you sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And everyone there was stunned when Srila Sridhar Maharaj sang, and they said was a power transmission, that Srila Saraswati Thakur was giving charge of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And we also saw that when Srila Sridhar Maharaj, for 42 years, he prepared and gave his mercy to Srila Govinda Maharaj. I remember I was with Srila Swami Maharaj, 1974. He sent us to Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And he says, oh my God, brothers, everybody knows that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he is too much affectionate to Srila Govinda Maharaj. He said that. He said, everybody in the whole Gaudiya Mat, they all know this. So he sent us to come to see Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, 1974 was one occasion, one festival. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, one time when they're having some discussion about the meaning of some verse put on the walls in Imlitala, about the birth appearance time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but little different maybe than the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but some explanation there is necessary. And nobody could understand.
Ratnesu Vedanite. The actual date is encrypted.
So the verse given in a hidden way by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and they couldn't understand it. Then they asked to Srila Govinda Maharaj, you can say what the verse means? And Govinda Maharaj said yes. And then he explained what that verse means. And he told them what the encrypted meaning was, what the birth appearance date of Mahaprabhu was according to this verse. And they were all amazed. They said, how you can understand that? And he said, what does it mean to be the disciple of Srila Sridhar Maharaj if you don't know these things? Of course he knows. He is the most favored disciple of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Everybody knows it. Of course he can give the full wealth of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So that is what our great fortune. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he left. And when we came to him, his wealth was still somewhat hidden. Srila Govinda Maharaj said, Guru Maharaj's wealth is hidden in behind the Bengali language, like that. But at the same time, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he revealed that when Srila Guru Maharaj, what he wanted to give Srila Govinda Maharaj, he revealed that to the whole world. And that is our great fortune, that we could come and hear what Srila Sridhar Maharaj wanted to give to others, Srila Govinda Maharaj revealing that to everyone. So anyway, today is that divine disappearance day of Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa Parvajakacharya, Ashtatara Satashi Shimad, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, Tirubab Titi Mahotsav, Srila Govinda Maharaj, Samadhi Mandir, Pratista, Avirbab. Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our divine Srila Govinda Maharaj present in his samadhi, and soon will come in the form of his vigraha to be appearing here in this samadhi. So I join with all my god brothers on this day, glorifying Srila Govinda Maharaj.